Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
Summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Sweet.
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
No, I don't.
I don't care. Headed my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
He's right to the hook right here. Come on with it.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to keep there.
Low budget live, not so live from the low budget live bar and grill here in snowy, cold, sick. Man, if I look like I feel like complete just garbage and worse than I normally do, well, it's because I think I done got that vid in me. Whew. Last two or three days have not been a good time here at the Duncan household, the traveling circus headquarters. We all fighting something around here. And I'm telling you, it was debatable on whether I was going to do a low budget live this week, but the low lifers must be talked to. And I needed to get off the damn couch, just to be honest with you. But whew. Feeling like I got hit with a baseball bat. You know, I haven't gone and got tested because, you know, I'm sick. So it just is what it is. But my dad's had the vid here in the last 10 days or so. A couple folks I knew that I was around lately have tested positive. And more people that I know than not right now, I feel like, have the Omarosa or Omicron or Megatron or whatever it is now. But and I just feel like a really bad sinus infection and mixed with maybe a little strep throat, maybe a little bronchitis. It's really a combination, but it's not been fun the last couple of days, to say the least. Hope all you lowlifers are doing well out there and avoiding being sick and having to miss work and school and family activities and whatever. It's I hate being sick, man. I'm just that person that I'm just like, I do not have time to be sick. I don't like, I'm pretty much 90 miles an hour from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. I try to fit in as much in every day as I can. I've always been that way, and I hate hitting a roadblock. But sometimes your body's like, hey, man, my time. So that's what we're doing right now for the next couple of days. This is the podcast for Monday, January 17th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Some of y'all will be listening to this from home. Some of you may have to work. You may not get them days off. You may not be getting a snow day like so many folks I've seen on Instagram. It narrowly missed us here in Tennessee getting a big one, but we got a little bit of snow on the ground, just cold and wet and messy right now. But happy MLK Jr. Day to you. And I think that the teachings and things that that man had in mind before his life was taken were certainly things we could still live by today, for sure. He was a brilliant man, and I'm glad that we take time to think about him once a year, for sure. All right, I got a fun one today. I really feel like it's going to be a good time. A couple guests that I've got tuned up. We're going to do a little Zooming. We're going to all gather together virtually, and not one guest, but two at a time guest on the Low Budget Live podcast here. But first, I'm going to let you know about the sponsors that make this possible. StarTron, first and foremost, the OG Low Budget Live sponsor. If you don't like Low Budget Live, you got them to blame, because they've been supporting this since day one. StarTron, kicking ethanol in the teeth, getting it out of your outboard engine, getting it out of your vehicle, getting it out of your side-by-side, your weed eater, your chainsaw, your log splitter, whatever this time of year that you're using. Ethanol will gum up the works. Make sure you are using StarTron to keep that ethanol from getting in there. If you're leaving that boat stored, maybe your lakes are frozen over. Maybe you can't go for 2 or 3 weeks. Longer than 3 weeks, you're going to want to put a little dab of this in the tank. This bottle treats 256 gallons. You can get it everywhere. Maybe not like Bed Bath & Beyond, but pretty much everywhere else you can find it. If you're in a place of business, there's a good chance that they got some blue juice right there, some StarTron waiting on you. StarTron, kicking ethanol in the teeth, bringing you Low Budget Live and all things traveling circus for the last 4 years now. The new guys on the block, Baitworks. See a lot of questions out there about Baitworks. Some of the comments, the reception has been very good from all you lowlifers out there. Baitworks, located in Springfield, Missouri, a fine retailer of all things tackle, marine products. They've got a huge boat dealership up there, but they're stocking up. They're loading their shelves, and they'll get it to you. Shipping for free, over $50. Lots of great brands. They will be continuing to add to that. And all I can tell you is, if you like what I'm doing here at all, make sure you get on there and order you some baits. Maybe you utilize your local tackle store. Maybe you utilize other online retailers. But I'm telling you right now, they're coming on, and really, really great people to work with. Had a call with them this week. Could not enjoy talking to those people anymore. But you can use code Duncan-10 at bait-works.com. Get you 10%, support the show, and it goes for everything. Get on there. Order your rod and reel. Order you a daggum hoodie. Get you a hat. Get you some jigs. Get you some daggum Alabama rigs. Get you some of them new DT-8s that are fun to throw around there and get a bite or two on. Get on there, baitworks.com. Last but not least, right here behind me, hang the banner. Express Boats, the official boat, Low Budget Live and the Traveling Circus, all things Luke Duncan, take place in that Express X21 Pro with 250 Yamaha show and that glorious sea deck. I'm telling you right now, I answer so many questions about it a week, I feel like, but it is absolutely one of my favorite bass boats I've ever been in. Runs great, takes rough water good, will absolutely jump out of the hole, will draft so shallow. See, there we go. COVID. Oh, you got that COVID. You can't even cough in public anymore. Can we talk about that for a second? You cough, it's like yelling out something, like slapping somebody's wife, man. Everybody going to turn around. The second you cough, it's like, skirt, record stop. You can't be coughing, but you know what? I'm in the privacy of the LBL Barn Grill, and I'll do what I want. I'll do what I want. Like, finish this Express Boats plug. Express Boats, building excitement since 1966. Go take you a test ride. And some of y'all reached out to me about test rides. And if I am able to make it happen, I will make it happen. I'm thinking about this spring when I get my new X21 in, maybe setting up a couple days where we go for boat rides. How about that? Some low lifer field trips or something like that. We'll figure it out. But if you haven't ridden in one, go ride in one. You will be surprised and very glad that you did. All right, moving on. So these two guys have been on individually several times. One of them, I believe, might, other than Brad Knight, hold the record for LBL guest appearances, and it is because he is one of my favorite human beings and just a great guy. Just a great guy, if not one of the greatest bass fishermen of all time to boot. The other is coming off of his inaugural Angler of the Year dub with the National Professional Fishing League and heading into the second season of MPFL, fishing MPFL again, but we'll also be venturing over there to the Major League Fishing Pro Circuit, Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit, with his boy, John Cox. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, here we go. John Cox and Keith Carson. All right, as promised, the dynamic bass fishing duo of Keith Carson and John Cox. Welcome, boys. Low budget as it gets right here.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we're going to say the same stuff? Oh,
most likely. Gosh. Most likely.
I'm just glad we're not wearing the same hat and same shirt.
I know. I honestly, that was the first thing I noticed. So I was like, well, at least we're not wearing the same clothes.
I was going to call you, and I was like, nah, let's just see what happens.
Listen, we would have broken the bass fishing internet if you guys had shown up wearing the same thing.
Oh, it's funny because I was going to put that shirt on until 2 seconds ago, and then I was like, yeah. I'll just keep the one I got on.
Yeah.
Take myself out.
Got to get them sponsor plugs in. I like it. That's what it's all about. Yeah. So I'll just ask you this right off the jump, since you both thought that you would be wearing the same thing. You guys, your styles, like Keith, I got to see you this year a ton through MPFL. And John, I've known you for a long time, fished around you. And obviously the whole bass fishing world, we've got to watch you for a long time. You got, your styles are very similar, but are there things that Keith will do technique-wise that you wouldn't do, John, or vice versa, like stuff that John does that Keith's like, I'm not picking up that stupid spinning rod. I will say I didn't see Keith with a spinning rod a ton this year on live anyways.
No, that's about it. That's about where, Keith's a lot more open. He's like, I'm going to try this and I'm going to do that. And I'm like, nah, I'm just going to do this. But I don't know. I've tried to drill in Keith's head, like, man, spin rod's where it's at. And he's just so hooked on the power. Mm-hmm. It's working. So don't fix it. I mean, you can't fix it if it's not broke, you know?
That's right. So Keith, the spinning rod is where you draw the line with you and John's, like, y'all, where you guys get together bass fishing wise.
Yeah, I mean, John's he's on another level with that spinning rod. And so,
wow, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It depends on how you look at it, but
no, I need you to elaborate. The low lifers need the juice.
Yeah, sometimes some people call it a fairy wand, but hey, he's cashing checks with it. So that's it's working. I'll go to it when we get up to the smallmouth lakes.
Yeah.
You got a drop shot and all that stuff. But other than that, I'm still a power fisherman. It's still what I love to do. I've got terrible ADD and I can only focus if I'm power fishing, And so,
okay.
Maybe I'll advance to John's level one of these days, but for now I'll stick with what I'm doing.
So if you're out there wheeling around a spinning rod, you're looking around, you're not the fishing ninja that I'm used to covering on MPFL.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm thinking about like what's for lunch or something,
So many times this year we were talking, like Dudley and I and Fat Cat, and it's like Keith's like, oh, I think I just saw one that's exactly 4.25 pounds over there that just bowled on my top water, and they'll throw back in there and catch you. He's like all crouched down, sneaky ninja.
Yeah.
We saw it a bunch this year, man.
Yeah.
So this reunion
is happening. And I think it's so cool. And I talked about it a little bit in the intro, but you're John, you told the story and Keith told the story on here too, about how Keith was a co when you won the Red River, he won the Red River. So this FLW deal was kind of where it all started for you guys. Really? I mean, obviously team tournaments and you have a ton of history together, but at the big league level, that's kind of what spurred everything for you, John, and you guys went in together, traveled together, practiced together. Now you get to be on the same trail again this year. How cool is that going to be?
Yeah, oh gosh. I mean, going back to that, you know, the reason we fish a lot the same too is because we grew up, we learned it all this together, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, that tournament at the Red River, you know, that was just, it was such an amazing moment, you know, in our careers and stuff. And, you know, I feel like I get a lot of like, oh, John's this or that or whatever. But man, I mean, Keith's all, you know, that good or better, you know, and everybody's fine. Nah. To see it. So
he's terrifying with a rod and reel. I watched a lot of hours of the back of that dude's head this year. He's scary. He's got it figured out. So are you guys going to, I mean, obviously I'm thinking you're going to room together, right? Or John's your family traveling with you. So Keith, is he going to be sleeping on the floor? What's the game plan?
No, we're going to be rooming together, I think. Right, Keith?
Yeah.
Keith, you covering the travel expenses?
oh, you mean like really rooming together?
Yeah, really.
Like same bed kind
of. Yeah, yeah.
We like, used to have to do that.
We're going to go back to sharing beds again? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah. Hey, Swindle says it's okay as long as you flip your underwear around and go pole to pole. You're good.
I would think back to back. The problem is we wake up cuddling and I'm like, dang it.
That only happened one time and I've been scarred since then.
Yeah. That was
sometimes it gets cold, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That one time, wasn't that at the Eufaula Motor Lodge Inn across from the police station?
I think so. I thought I was sleeping next to my girlfriend and then I quickly realized it was Keith.
As long as Keith didn't quickly realize you thought that he was your girlfriend, then we're good. So here, this is something I've been thinking about today since you guys agreed to come on and do this. Your styles are very similar. Like, how will that work practice wise fishing the same event? Because I know like MPFL wise and John with you elites, BPT, you kind of get off by yourself. Keith does the same. Do you think that's a benefit fishing against each other? Cause I know you guys are like brothers. So you're going to share information and things like that. Or will you go, hey, John, I'm going to this creek way up this thing, or I'm going to go up this way. I mean, are you guys going to work together? Or are you just going to fish like you normally do?
I mean, for the most part, I don't know. I think we're going to have to learn like as it goes, because I think you're right. I think we will end up on a lot of the exact same stuff because like we fished, on the same bodies of water at the same time. Sometimes like, man, we're in like the same spots. We're throwing the same baits. Like it's really unreal. And so, I mean, I think that's something we're going to have to learn, you know, and there is a couple, I think like we won't be able to talk about at Pickwick. Because then I go there a month later for the elites. And so there's one or two in there that like, I'll be able to tell Keith stuff, but he won't be able to, you know, share anything with me. So those are going to be tough ones, but you know, that's when I'll be like, Keith, I got this whole section right here.
Jeez. So I didn't think about that. Cause you obviously got caught up in some weird rule stuff last year. Worked out though, Bassmaster Classic bound Lake Hartwell. You know, you're smiling because you're like, yeah, I'm probably going to win that one. I feel like you've got as good a chance as anybody in that one. But that's interesting that you just said that for folks listening. Obviously, John, not fishing BPT this year, but fishing the elites and the pro circuit. But you guys have an overlap. Is that it's just during the information off limits, I guess? You're good to go, as far as being on the water?
Yeah, so for the elites, you're not allowed to get any information, you know, from anybody in those one. You know, I think once you know the schedule, Mm-hmm. So, you know, so those, we just have to make sure, you know, that Keith doesn't share anything with me on those, you know, or anybody else.
That's tricky. Do you have any other overlaps, or is Pickwick the only one?
I want to say it's just Pickwick and, yeah, I think that's it. I mean, maybe St. Lawrence, I don't know. I'd have to look in there, you know, because the Pro Circuit Championship's on St. Lawrence. Okay. I don't know.
So BPT, what that decision, I mean, I know, dude, you burned it at both ends last year, John. Like, you were a madman. I had the Cox watch all year on here. And now I got to have the Carson Cox watch because Keith lost his mind too. He's going to fish every damn thing in the world too.
Yeah.
Was the BPT, was it just too much? Was that, if something had to give, was it just that? I mean, or did you just not G-haul with the format? You look like you did. I mean,
yeah, I loved it. Like, I loved the change up from, you know, fishing for five big ones and then to completely changing everything and trying to catch as many as I could and, you know, throwing out your weight every day. You know, it was a really nice change, you know, in there in between tournaments. I didn't feel so pressured to practice on those as much, you know? And so it was kind of, you know, it was kind of nice, you know, having those in between there. And I would have loved to do it again. It was just, there was too much conflict where, I was going to have to miss like some of my favorite tournaments. Like, I would have had to miss the Classic on Hartwell, for one. And then I would have to miss Chick in April, which I wouldn't be able to sleep anywhere else.
But you're not going to miss that one, no matter what.
I have to be at that one. So, you know, there was just those couple, you know, that I really, you know, I couldn't live with missing.
I understand. Now, Keith, you were in the boat with John as a team when you guys won on Chick one time before, right? Or two times?
No, that was one of our friends, Billy.
Okay, I thought you were in the boat for one of those first Chick wins.
Right.
Okay.
That what happened? Keith left me last minute. Keith's like, I gotta go to this
truth comes out.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta go to this wedding, and I said, dude, we could win. We could win this thing, like. Go to the guy's next wedding. And no, he went and he went to the wedding. And I think I finished second, but we won a boat, but we lost by like ounces, you know? And I was like,
Keith's fault.
Yeah. It was. Yeah,
Keith's fault for sure. I would blame him
on that one.
Keith's like the nicest guy I've ever met. I don't think I could blame him for anything. I could be completely honest. So Keith, we obviously, you know, you decided this Pro Circuit deal. I talked to you. You were saying Pure Fishing, you know, they're very fired up about your Angler of the Year win, MPFL.
Yeah.
Pushed you to fish the Pro Circuit as well. So you're going to do that. I know you and John both with Pure on that. Talk about, because I really haven't had any of our MPFL guys on, and I don't want to go, you know, super down the rabbit hole, but we had a crazy end right here. Like, not only did the regular season end with this wild come from behind win, crazy for the AOI for that gold trophy, but then the championship gets canceled. There's a lot of, I mean, doubt really from me to the anglers. Like, we don't know what's going on. How do you feel right now going into season two with MPFL?
Man, I feel good about it. You know, it was awful to hear, you know, what happened with canceling the championship, because I really enjoy fishing the MPFL. It's a lot of fun. It's new. It's new faces. We're all getting to know each other, meeting you and Fat Cat and everybody. Of course, you know, of course I won AOI, so, you know, I'm going to love it, you know, but But even the guys who didn't, you know, everyone liked it. Overall, I rarely heard anyone say anything bad about it at all. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm just, you know, hoping and striving for the best in things. I hope everything works out, you know, for them, and that we can continue on with the MPFL.
But you, as Angler of the Year, you had no problem signing back up, because you see the naysayers out there, right? They're like, oh, well, this is not going to make it, or this. And look, it was questionable for a few days, right? For all of us. Like, we didn't know. And luckily an investor came in, but I've been glad to see the roster, the names that have came back, the new guys that we've got. Like, I really think it's going to be great this year.
Yeah, I think so too, man. And, It should be really good. I just, you know, for the naysayers, you know, they can say what they want, but I just hope it all works out, you know, and hope we, you know, maybe in a year or two we'll be like, dang, you know, good thing we passed that speed bump and got over that.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt. John, I mean, there are a couple spots left, so I'm just saying.
I honestly looked at it. I put it in the schedule. It is doable, but I don't know. I'm thinking those will be our tournaments. You know, Keith will be over there doing the NPFL, and then I'll be at that Bass doing that. You know, those might be our little bit of break where we're not on top of each other every turn.
Yeah.
That'll get you guys away from each other.
Yeah.
Now, damn it, I don't think it's good. You already need a break. The season hasn't even started.
Yeah.
Keith, are you I haven't compared the schedules. I know I was talking with Brad Knight, and I think there's a couple that might be kind of tight. Are you going to be able to fish every single MPFL with no issue?
I'm not sure yet. You know, I wish I could, but I think there's a direct overlap on the April one, Lake Hartwell and Pickwick for Pro Circuit. So I'm just going to play it by ear. You know,
I got you.
You see what, you know, see what happens when we get there, you know, where I'm at.
Is that the third event for the Pro Circuit? So you'll know kind of points wise by then, I think. I think they'll have one more event behind them over MPFL at that point.
Right. It'll be the third for Pro Circuit, and it will be the second event for the NPFL.
I gotcha. Yeah. You looking forward to Cumberland in February?
Oh my gosh, man. I mean, the answer I want to tell you is yes, but I'm a Florida boy. You know, I don't want to fish in the snow. You know, it's probably going to be snowing, but who knows?
Well, I think John will tell you it's a fun place to fish, right, John? Like Cumberland's cool. It's a really cool place.
Yeah, it is definitely a cool place to fish.
But in February, I'm glad I'm going to be in the studio.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
I'll let you boys have at it. So, John, I'm looking at my notes here. By the way, I've got like some kind of, maybe it's COVID. I don't know. I feel like crap. So I'm loopier than normal.
Right.
John, how pumped were you to see Keith win MPFL Angler of the Year? I think you called it right here on LBL, as a matter of fact, that he would win a tournament and win Angler of the Year. And he did that.
I followed every one of Keith's. Every time he was on live, I was watching it. I don't care if I was out there practicing for one of the, I was watching Keith on live, and man, I did all the math in my head, you know, before he even went up there, and I'm like, dude, you know, if this doesn't count and that, like, you got it. Like, you know, and I was watching it unfold. And now I'm telling you, I almost felt like I won it. It was incredible. I was so happy for him. And man, I really enjoyed watching it this year.
Well, I appreciate you watching. That makes me a little nervous for next year if guys like you were actually paying attention. I was getting some texts from some heavy hitters like you while we were broadcasting. You know, they're all trying to see what guys like Keith and Hookup Soakup are doing out there sneaking around
right
on the live coverage. So, John, I'm going to ask you this. Keith, I'm going to ask you this. What lake are you looking forward to the most, John, this year out of both schedules for you? And Keith, I'll ask you the same. Go, John boy, you go first. Is it the classic?
I'm going to have to go with this first one we got coming up at Rayburn.
Okay.
You know, we're going in. It might be a little cold, you know, but, you know, usually that, you know, that Fritz side bites on. So, I mean, it could be. It could be one of those tournaments, you know, where me and Keith maybe can do really well, you know, just start right off the bat, you know. So,
well, you guys are, if you're known for anything, it's that crankbait bite. I mean,
who would have thought that?
Well, listen, you guys collectively won, what, 150 grand on the damn thing last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, at least that much. So, I mean,
and you still can't find them because of you turds.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I do have a text message from John Cox on my phone right now that says, I'm getting like an old man seat. He's a cranker now. That's all he's Fritz. He's Fritz Jr. He's going to get a big chew of tobacco.
Yeah.
Let's get out there. What about
that'll
you,
save Keith? Your back.
Yeah, it will save your back. What are you looking forward to the most, Keith, lake-wise?
So I think NPFL, I'm looking forward to Saginaw Bay. I've never been there, but, you know, from what I hear, there's good weights, big smallies there. Maybe if we're lucky, they'll be spawning. Who knows? But, you know, that's, I always like to sight fish any chance I get. So look forward to that one. And then pro circuit, geez, I probably Champlain. That's you know, that's one of the lake that first got me into like loving smallmouth. John and I went up there in what, 2006? We were like 19, you know, and just we fished co-angler. I remember I drew Derek Remitz day one and we smashed them. We each caught, I don't know, 75 fish or something. We both had like 19 pounds or it was fun, man. So always love going back to that place.
Hey, just don't do what John did the last time the elites were there and run like 300 miles one way and then 300 miles.
Gosh, you still remember that?
Man, I do. Because I was watching you on live and they're like, well, John's making a move. And you ran your ass all the way back and you caught. I mean, you caught a good bag that day, but you were like all over that place in that crestliner, dude.
I know. I wanted to turn around when I got halfway to tie. I was like, this is a bad idea. And I just kept the hammer down. I got down there, made like 10 casts, gassed up, turned around, came back.
It's amazing. Amazing. I love the decisions like that work out for you because they never do for me. Ever. I wouldn't catch them in either place. And that goes without saying. That's why I run my mouth about it. It's why you guys hoist trophies. All right, so putting you both on the spot, we're going to end with this. Will both of you win on the pro circuit this year?
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. That would be amazing if we both won. I'm hoping we can at least get a first and a second at the same tournament. That'd be awesome.
That's like Ricky Bobby and Cal Naughton, though. Who gets to win and who doesn't?
Yeah.
Hey, you think I can win this time, Keith?
Yeah.
Hey, John, you think I can win?
Yeah.
I like it, boys. All right. Well, I appreciate y'all coming on. I know the lowlifers appreciate it. Always a good time with the Florida boys and good luck this year.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Good seeing
you. Good to see you, boys. All right. That's my boys right there. Hope y'all enjoyed that as much as I did. I absolutely think the world of those two guys. Like I said in the intro, they are bass catchers, and I think that pro circuit's going to be very interesting with both of them out there, man, sharing information with each other, talking it up. It's dangerous. It would not surprise me to see both of those guys in the top 10 in the AOY race over there at the end of the year, to say the least. And of course, we've seen Keith back it up on MPFL last year, wins AOY in dramatic fashion, and he's going to be a household name. In my opinion, in my book, Keith already is. But good luck to both of those guys. We'll have to do a Carson/Cox watch this year. Hashtag Carson Cox watch. I'll come up with something better than that. But, appreciate each and every one of you tuning in. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Love getting to do this, even on weeks where I'm not feeling 100%. I think you can tell through the interviews and through the intro of the show. I'm a little loopy. I'm more than normal, but proud to be able to do this for all you lowlifers out there. Make sure you're subscribed to Luke Duncan's Travel and Circus YouTube channel. If you're not, if you are listening on iTunes, Spotify, give us a good rating on there, and you know, help grow the Low Budget Live experience to all the non low lifers out there that need to be part of the crew. Starting to work on the Bassmaster Classic live plans. We are like less than 50 days out now, I believe, and I'm starting to put some things together. We are definitely doing an LBL in the Express Boats booth again like we did last year, and I am trying to put together the live show again, working with a couple venues right now, trying to figure that out, trying to figure out logistically the music part of it. I got a lot of moving parts this year. Unfortunately, my buddy Shannon Wheeler, Dude Let's Fish, is not going to be there this year, the fiddling man himself. So going to have to see if I can get the old band from Tennessee to come, or we may just rock it solo. We may have to figure that out. But we will be throwing down a live one way or the other to hang out with the lowlifers at the Bassmaster Classic. All right, I'm going to take you out with a little Biloxi Blues. Remember to hug your mom and hug your dad, man. It's very important that you do that. And I know I say it every week, but I had two good friends of mine this week, Jeremy Gobble and John Huntley, that both lost parents
within about 3 days of each other. And one was very, very unexpected. And regardless if you're expecting it or not, or you watch them go through things for a long time, it's still, it's brutal, man. So thoughts and prayers to those families and really good guys. But hug your loved ones up because you just never know. Take you out with some Biloxi Blues, and I'll see y'all next week.
I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Go out there and the fish are where you think they are. Any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.